With equipment like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Who's that lovely lady? Well, that'd be your Anna DeVlantis.
Sounds like me.
Anna DeVlantis is here, and Lisa Ewers is here, Major Gifts Director at Giant Steps, where the 26th Annual Autism Awareness Gala is coming up. And thanks for coming in. I know it's kind of a crazy morning here, and I appreciate you bouncing with us. In the meantime, this is Autism Awareness Month, yes?
It sure is. Thank you so much for having us. We're so, so grateful.
As you know, we talked about it off the air. Anna, as you know, my daughter Amy has worked in this field for a while and couldn't be more proud of her. And having a brother with special needs, this is a lot of personal, you know, emotion, I guess you could say, for me. What do we know that we didn't know before? And with the money we're raising, what are we doing with it?
You know, the money that we're raising for, you know, Giant Steps started 23 years ago with one mom and her young son. There wasn't services back then.
How about that?
There is now. And so here we are, like many nonprofits start, at the kitchen table. Deborah Nauman, our founder, we're honoring her this year at our 23rd annual gala.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. And so just an amazing program that, you know, we know so much more now what helps, what doesn't help. And Giant Steps offers so many different programs to help with all those things. So.
One of the things that comes up regularly is because there's vocalizations and there's social behaviors that the public doesn't understand.
Right.
So when you come across a family with a child who may or may not be experiencing autism, what's the best thing for people to do?
The best thing to do is just like you normally would, you know, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask a question if there's something that you see. I think they would appreciate, you know, questions that are being asked to them rather than just stopping and staring. And
yeah, and I would also avoid what I've heard way too much of, which is advice, because someone who is the parent of a child with autism, you know, unless you've walked in those footsteps, you don't really understand.
No. Well, and something that's become very casual is the use of on the spectrum, you know, and then there's like, you know, joking and serious and so, but there's still medical terms and you're not in the position to diagnose somebody else or somebody else's children you know, being a part of that in any sort of way.
Well, what is the spectrum?
The spectrum, really, it's just as the word indicates on the spectrum. You have individuals, young children, that some that are unable to speak or communicate or look you in the eye. And then we have students that are taking college courses and spending a few days with us at the school. So when you say spectrum, it truly is across the spectrum, just like, you know, any other people.
Yeah, you know, it was explained to me a while ago, and I know you get this too.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 cancers. There's 1,000 arthritis conditions, and we use umbrella terms because sometimes it's easier than to try to break it all down. But when you're talking about highly functional kids and young adults and adults, and then folks who are, you know, kids who are not so functional, that would be the umbrella. That's the spectrum.
And we have I have a member of my family, a child who is on the spectrum and highly functional, and what we get about him is that people doubt that he even has anything wrong. And even without saying too much, just within child and educational activities, you know, people in leadership roles, adults saying, well, there's nothing wrong.
Right.
There's nothing wrong there. And I just feel like there's so much farther we need to go in terms of understanding, you know, just learning about what these kids are going through.
Right. And education. And each individual is an individual. You know, we have 165 students at the school. Well, we have 165 individual education plans. So no two people are alike. Mm-hmm.
So where do we go from here? Because people go you know, they hopefully rightfully are empathetic to folks who deal with us every day. You know, we've made this statement before, and I live by it, especially in the case of my brother, who's my hero. Mm-hmm. You get 10 times more from a special needs family member that you love than you ever give them.
Yeah.
And it changes your world, and it changes it in
really
incredibly
does.
Positive ways.
It really does. You know, I've been in this field 32 years, and it's just, for me, it's been an honor and blessing to work with all the individuals and families.
It's also not a I don't want to use the word, you know, a death sentence. Like Amy Schumer announced that her husband, you know, is on the spectrum and he's married. And, you know, it doesn't mean that life is not going to go on as planned, you know, just because of...
Bill Gates is on the spectrum. How'd that work out for him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a world of possibilities. You are just, you know, and again, you struggle for the right terms because you don't want to offend anybody, but you're abled differently than other people.
Exactly.
So through the rest of this month, awareness is important. Help is important. But talk about the gala.
The gala is going to be amazing. 23 years honoring our founder, Deborah Nauman. It's going to be held Saturday, April 27th, Embassy Suites in Naperville. Come on out and join us, 6 p.m. It's good food, good friends, great band, dancing, raffles, you name it. Lots of smiles.
Dancing
bar.
And raffles.
Yeah. No, you can't beat it.
And again, that's Embassy Suites in Naperville. How do people get tickets?
They can go right online to our website, mygiantsteps.org, or just give us a call at our main number, 630-864-3800.
And please tell Deborah thank you for everything she's done.
If you can't go, can you give money?
Sarah? Absolutely. Visit the website. We'll take money.
What? You'll take money even if we can't go?
Absolutely.
It seems like the right thing to do on your
absolutely,
part.
Absolutely, yeah.
Again, mygiantsteps.org. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you so much for
having me. Appreciate you being here.